Your old lady, man, she's a rib. She walked into the lockup this morning and had Chief Bowen's nads in her handbag like 10 minutes later.
He laughed.
God damn. Next time I get caught breaking and entering, I'll know who to call.
It was a relief to hear a loud voice. I grinned, shaking off my spooks. So she had to get you out?
Yeah, my old lady wasn't home. I lay down in a cell and crashed out.
Lucky thing she decided to come by, I said, looking him up and down. He was wearing sneakers and smelled like a shower. His hair was still kind of wet. Last night he was brought to the cop station in his socks. How'd you get other clothes?
Your old lady took me home before dropping me off here. She likes me, I think.
She's just doing her job, I thought, but didn't want to say that. So, I guess you broke into the Creeds.
No, I didn't break in. You won't believe what happened. You know old Justin? Chris's younger brother?
He shook his head like a dog, like he couldn't get over something.
He came to the back window just as I jumped onto the ground. He heard me.
I seen him and figured, oh, shit.
Well, you have not because you ask not. So I asked him. I said, Justin, how's about loaning me your brother's diary and not telling your old lady, huh? He's got Chris's grin, but God damn it, don't look the same on him. Looks evil. I think it is evil. He disappears up the stairs like lightning and comes back about 10 seconds later. Guess what he's holding?
Beau was laughing in hoots, but I could only stand there with my jaw dangling. I couldn't get over this. You mean he got it out of Chris's picture frame?
No. I mean he had gotten the diary out of the room sometime before. He must have known about it somehow and was scared his mom would get it. He had been switching hiding places.
Why would he give it to you? I asked.
Because of his old lady. He says to me, take it, get it away from my mom. Just don't forget to give it back to me somehow.
Allie made this victory laugh. Damn, he's got guts.
There's this pin in it, right? Already I'm hearing cop cars, but I'm thinking they're behind me. They think I'm jumping the fence to run out the next cul-de-sac. Instead of pushing the diary into the bush where it could get rained on, I just whip out Creed's pen and write Allie's name on it.
What made you think to do that? Allie breathed.
It just came to me.
He shrugged like it was nothing.
I've been lying for years. Then I wanted to get the book off of me and out of the cop station bad enough. I ain't never lied that perfect before, God Almighty. Hey, I was sorry to do a lie around your old lady, man. She is really juice. But I didn't know what else to do. If they found it on me, that was my life's end. There's no way I would spill on Justin, get the kid in deep shit with his old lady. So?
He knocked Allie's chin with his finger.
You're not all pissed at me for telling Tori's old lady about Albert the Wunderschlong, are you? Where'd you sleep last night?
At Tori's. Greg did too. She looked kind of worried. What did you say about my mom? Is she in trouble? He shrugged, looking worried himself.
I don't know. You can't think about that, okay? Mrs. Adams is going to talk to your mom.
Allie rolled her eyes and looked panic-stricken. Beau grabbed her by the shoulders.
Look, I see this happening a lot on my side of town, and it sucks. Parents get all drunk and disorderly, do all these insane things, and the kids protect them like it's their duty. Maybe she'll face the music if she has to. You ain't her Jesus, okay?
Allie tried to nod, but all of a sudden it's like I was reading her thoughts too. Where will we go? Where will my stuff be? Will we have to live in my dad's one-bedroom apartment in another state? Will everybody find out about my mom?